Same ground, different sound. You're on Homoground on BeboxRadio.com. I'm your host, Jack Atcha, and this is episode 147. Hello everybody, you're tuned into a very special episode of Homoground as we pay tribute to Megan Galbraith, frontwoman of long-loved Chicago-based queercore trio 8-Inch Betsy. You're hearing two things in the background. One is Megan playing a song on her acoustic guitar, and the other one is audio from a little bit of video that was taken in May of 2010 while 8-Inch Betsy was on the road. This audio features two bands, Spooky Cues and 8-Inch Betsy, on an alpaca farm. And you're about to hear Megan in the background saying, wow. I'm going to read a little bit from her obituary, which was published in the Windy City Times on January 26th. Megan Galbraith, 35, passed away on January 22nd after a year-long illness. Galbraith was born August 13th, 1979 in Waukegan, Illinois, graduated from Waukegan High School, and in 1997 moved to Chicago. Galbraith is survived by her parents, Mike and Diane Galbraith, and her older sister, Erin. A singer-songwriter and self-taught guitarist, Galbraith joined 8-Inch Betsy's bassist Eli Burke and drummer Stephanie Levi in 2004. Galbraith's addition to the band gave the band a second life, and for 8 years they performed at festivals and shows all over the United States. 8-Inch Betsy also opened for The Gossip and toured with Amy Ray and The Volunteers. I'm going to share a few songs from 8-Inch Betsy. This first one is called Doomed, and it was my personal favorite. We'll be right back. from Steve Albertson, Megan always played music, and it's one of the things that drew me to her. She amazed me with her guitar playing, and I would often force our friends to name a song and make Megan play it. "See, she knows every song ever," I would tell them. Her original songs, even in high school, would make me cry. On a bender.
Thank you.
Memorial services were held yesterday, Saturday, January 31st, in Illinois. I just wanted to say from a personal perspective, my relationship with Megan was very, very special. In the summer of 2009, I contacted the band via MySpace, 8-Inch Betsy. I was a fan and I lived in Lexington, Kentucky, and I wrote to them asking them to come play. And they said that if I set up a show that they would come play. And that began the last 8 years of my life, which has been booking bands and show organizing. But Megan and her band, they totally encouraged me and my band to put on a show and play the bill with them. And we did that. It was a wonderful time. It was at the Boiler Room in Lexington, Kentucky, which barely existed, but just for a few months. It was a Tuesday night. A ton of people came out, so then they let us come up and play in Chicago, and from there, our bands just traded shows, and we shared the road together. Megan taught me so much. Like, while we were together, she would help me with my guitar, like, fixing it, changing strings. She helped me with my songwriting. She was an incredible listener, and she was incredibly generous. I mean, this whole example of, you know, letting us bring them to Lexington and then them bringing us to Chicago is an example of the kind of life that Megan led and the kind of lives that the people in her life led. Like, they just understood that she was all about sharing and she was all about love. And I am incredibly saddened to hear that she's passed away. She was sick for a very long time. I know that folks are really rallying around her passing in Chicago and sharing a lot of memories. And from here in Nashville, Tennessee, and from the South in general, I just want to say thank you, Megan Galbraith, for everything you gave us.
Your place is gone. Your shoes been
I'm not afraid to.
Hello, everybody. You are still listening to Homo Ground on BeboxRadio.com. I'm your host, Jack Atcha. You just heard the track Barefoot from Nashville, Tennessee's H.R. Lexi. These tracks I'm going to play for you are off of the Neon vs. Nature EP, which is going to drop later this spring. H.R. Lexi is comprised of two members, Arlene Sparacia and John Ferrante. They're fantastic live. I don't know what else to say. They remind me of The Knife mixed with Austra. It's incredible stuff. They have dancers that usually perform with them. It gives the entire show just like a whole lot of heft. It's very, very good. Probably my favorite local band in Nashville right now, and I promise I'm not exaggerating. They are that good. They're going to be performing at Turn One Bar in East Nashville on Valentine's Day, so Saturday, February 14th, with Fauna Halo. The other two tracks I'm going to play for you are You're Not Mine and Birds. If you would like to learn more about H.R. Lexi, you can go to soundcloud.com and search Arlen the Third, or you can go to hrlexi.bandcamp.com. And you can find them on Facebook under H.R. Lexi as well. That's H-R-L-E-X-Y. Go friend them. Go follow them. On February 21st, they are putting together a album release show. I believe that's going to be at the East Room, but details have not been solidified, so I encourage you to follow them on social media so you can get all the updates you need. Rounding off this week's episode of Homo Ground, we're talking about the Shondas. They just went on tour this past year with Against Me, so they're going back out and to the West Coast. They are playing a spattering of shows in the Northeast at the end of this month, going into early February. And then things really kick off in Lansing, Michigan at The Avenue on February 26th. I'm going to play their song The Garden from the album The Garden. And after that, I'm going to list the rest of their tour dates. For more information, you can go to shondas.com. That's S-H-O-N-D-E-S. They are on tour with Haley Wojcik. That's spelled W-O-J-C-I-K. And Haley has a brand new solo EP called Book of Beasts. And it will be out March 3rd on cassette by Wiener Records. But it will also be available by digital download. I encourage you to just go look her up on Facebook. She's updating that pretty well with information on the upcoming EP. But those songs, she'll be performing them on the road, and I've been able to listen to them, been very fortunate to have a little bit of a preview of those files, and they are amazing. They are probably the best work I've ever heard come out of Haley, aside from Wise Blood, which is still one of my favorite songs. So with that, I'm going to go into The Garden by the Shondas off of their album The Garden. And after that track, I will go ahead and list these tour dates so you can check them out this spring.
Well, you do.
same. Does any hope remain?
Tour dates for the Shondas and Haley Wojcik this spring are February 26th in Lansing, Michigan at The Avenue, February 27th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at River West Public House, February 28th they'll be in Madison, Wisconsin at The Frequency, Appleton, Wisconsin on March 1st at Lawrence College, on the 2nd of March they'll be in Platteville, Wisconsin at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. On the 4th of March, they'll be in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the 7th Street Entry. They'll be at the VFW in Missoula, Montana on March 6th. March 7th, Portland, Oregon at the Alhambra Theater. March 8th in Seattle, Washington at Columbia City Theater. March 10th, San Francisco, California at Brick and Mortar. They'll be in Davis, California on the 11th at KDVS. And on March 13th, they'll be in Los Angeles, California at The Smell. I'm going to play two more tracks from the Shondas, and after that, I will be back with the rest of the tour dates.
Wait.
punch a hole into the sky. It's not too late, you have to try. Lean into me and let me steady you and pull the emergence back and cut you.
For the Shondas and Haley Wojcik this spring continued on their way back from Los Angeles. They will be hitting Tucson, Arizona at Che's Lounge on March 14th. On the 16th, they'll be in Albuquerque, New Mexico at Burt's Tiki Lounge. The 17th, Denver, Colorado at the Sidewinder Tavern. They'll be in Beloit, Wisconsin at the Coffee House at Beloit College on the 19th. The 20th, they'll be in Chicago at the Hideout. The 21st, Covington, Kentucky at Come Together Kentucky Conference at NKU. That's Northern Kentucky University. Lexington, Kentucky at Cosmic Charlie's. That is a WRFL 88.1 FM event. The 23rd, they'll be in Asheville, North Carolina at the University of North Carolina, Asheville. March 24th, Chapel Hill, North Carolina at the Local 506. The 26th in Birmingham, Alabama at the Bottle Tree. The 27th in Atlanta, Georgia at the Masquerade. You can catch them at The End in Nashville, Tennessee on March 28th. Louisville, Kentucky on March 29th at The New Vintage. And then they'll be in Oberlin, Ohio on March 31st at The SCO at Oberlin College. And then you can catch them at the very end of their tour. I will definitely be there April 2nd in Brooklyn, New York at The Rock Shop. I'm very, very excited. Again, check out the Shondas at shondas.com for any information you need on upcoming shows and press. A lot to be read, a lot of good things happening this spring. Before we end the episode today, I'd like to thank Exotic Fever Records and the Windy City Times in Chicago, Illinois, and Rainbow Radio. My theme music is All Over the News by Attempt. This is Jack Atcha signing off for Homo Ground with episode 147 in loving memory of Megan Galbraith.
Train goes by right over my house. It leaves me here and I'm oblivious. The bitter wind will turn these leaves to ash and leave no trace. String my guitars and put my shit in piles. I took a nap today so I could stay a while, but everything, everything, everything's still in my way. Strap on my skateboard and take it to the street and go fast and far out and can smoke feet. But everything, everything, everything slows me down. Train goes by. Train goes by, right over my head.
gentlemen, to those among you who are easily frightened, we suggest you turn away now. To those of you who think they can take it, we say, welcome.
Give me one crown. I'm the queen, bitch. Give me my pounds. Everybody that beat like riding like lambs. I'm strong on a speed bike, spitting like teeth, knocked out in a street fight. G-type, yeah, bitch, I'm on like street lights. Never gonna miss cause shoot, I've been the shits and shit been poop. Bitch, get out my way and become my food. Get out my face and meet my shoes. Get out of place and meet my crew. It's so insane, we act so ratchet. Soul food kitchen in this bitch. I'm about my green parsley and cabbage. Give me more sound, give me my crown. I'm not the queen, bitch, give me my pounds. Everybody let me see your hands right now. Put them up, roll the scout down. Wait a lot for them to handle. Drop it on the motherfuckers harder than a anvil. Who you think you kidding, bitch? I'm hotter than a handful of all these motherfuckers where they flaming like candles. Everything I do to prove that I am better than you. Bitch, you think you cold? Why I'm lyrically a sweater till you catch me in the world, bruh. Doing what I said I do. All hell the queen, bitches put me on a pedestal. And I'm out here running, I'm gunning, I never stop to breathe. Angel might be good, bitch. Fuck your whole hypothesis. Bitch, I came to kill shit. Literally kill shit. I came and bitches left, right? Got them on that drill shit.
I'm not the queen, bitch, give me my pounds. Everybody let me see your hands right now. Put them up, roll the scat down. Give me one sound, give me one crown. I'm not the queen, bitch, give me my pounds. Everybody let me see your hands right now. Put them up, roll the scat down.
Some of these tricks ain't at the right. Tell them pack for a trip, put them on a flight. I'ma send them down south before they start to bite. No beef in a house with the flow so light. These bitches getting sad cause I'm catching my life. I'ma bind that witch and bring the dog to the light.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.